I think that's a staggering statistic. There's only two houses was built in 3 years in the county. It again proves the point that we are not in a position to build these houses in rural areas, and the department is pushing, as they have been pushing for a number of years, to stop the building of single dwellings in rural Ireland. And if this trend keeps going, we're in a big, big problem. And I've been pushing the council, and they have said that they are going to build a number of them over the next 2 to 3 years, up to 15. But that's not near enough for a county the size of Donegal, with the fact that Donegal is 80% rural. Unless we go back to those days where we're able to build social housing in rural Ireland, our schools, our community centres, our football clubs, everything is deteriorating. Unless we deal with it now, we are going to have big problems in 5 years' time.
And I'm sure people who are requesting these houses would want to stay in their own locality as opposed to moving to more urban areas.
That's correct, yeah. Everybody in the rural areas want to stay within the rural area. They want to send their children to the schools in their local area. They want to grow up in their local area. They want to play football for the local football clubs, GAA clubs. But the way the whole system is going now, everyone in rural Ireland has been pushed into the towns and villages. They're trying to urbanise the whole county. They're trying to urbanise the whole country. And I think we have to stand up now. And as you see, these statistics show that it's just not happening. There is no social housing in rural Ireland. And if we, as I say, if we don't deal with it in 2 or 3 years' time, I'm going to be talking to you about schools closing in rural parts of Donegal, all around Donegal. And we certainly don't want that to happen.